Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to Genesis 1 this evening and let's go into the Word tonight. Verse 1, Genesis 1, 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." The Spirit of God was there. And the Spirit of God did what? Moved. Moved. Is the Spirit of God still around? Does He still move? Yes. And what we have been believing for is a better understanding of the moving of the Spirit and learning our part, how we can cooperate with Him and yield to Him and have more moving of the Spirit. Not just at church, but all the time. How many believe the Spirit of God could move stronger at your house?
Amen.
Yes, sir. I remember when I was just a boy, my grandmother, who's in heaven now, wonderful woman of God, one of the gentlest, godliest women I've ever known, strong influence on me when I was a little boy. Prayer. She had revelations. She'd have visions, and people called her a witch because they didn't understand. But I've seen some of the very same people that mocked her and called her names had to come back sometimes years later, and I've been there at her house when people knelt by her rocking chair and asked her to forgive them because it came to pass. And she influenced me. She was a partner of Brother Oral Roberts and would put his letters on the wall. And she was healed, and her mother was healed in William Branham's meetings. William Branham, if you knew anything about his ministry, powerfully used of God in the prophet's ministry and the healing ministry. And so she gave me, I guess I must have been about 10 years old, and I was spending the night over at their house in the wintertime, and it was cold. That old house, man, I mean, you could see the chickens under the house or the dog through some of the cracks. So what you do, you know, you build a big fire, but, you know, it threw out about that much heat, and you got all this air coming from other places. And so you'd warm up a little bit, and then you'd run and go get in the bed, and Grandma would pile about 12 quilts on top of you. Couldn't even turn over, man. I mean, you just... Anybody know about that besides me? And I remember one night at their house in the blue bedroom, cold, she gave me a book by William Branham. And I started reading that book, and as I got into it, it began to talk about some of the supernatural things that happened and how God used him. And I mean, the Holy Ghost come got into bed with me. I sat there and cried just by myself. And just, you know, I'm young. My heart's tender to God, and God's dealing with me. I didn't know why. I didn't know what. I knew He's real. But that's a moving of the Spirit in the back blue bedroom at Grandma's house with a young boy. You see, what I'm talking about, the moving of the Spirit is not limited to some special church service. We're supposed to have the moving of the Spirit all the time. I remember I must have been, I don't know, 12 or 13 maybe. And our little house was real small. Oh, it must have been three rooms, not three bedrooms. And two of them were My brother and I slept in one bedroom and my parents right across. Well, my dad worked at night and I awakened in the middle of the night and sensed the presence of God. And by this time, I had sensed him before. I knew this is God. My mama is praying like a house of fire in other tongues. I can hear her through the wall. It's just right there, you know. And I sensed the presence of God. He moves. He manifests himself. How many believe every child ought to have the privilege of growing up in a house where the Spirit of God moves? Now, one thing you're going to hear me keep saying, and I believe at the prompting of the Lord, actually a quote of something that my father in the faith, Kenneth Hagin, said many times. He said, so often people are seeking after the spectacular and they miss the supernatural. And oh, it's a big problem. People seek, immature people in God and prideful people seek the spectacular to make themselves something. And if you do that, you'll miss the real move of the Spirit. But when we're talking about the moving of the Spirit, we're not talking about this to try to get the Spirit to move. He's been moving. You hear these testimonies every week? Who did that? He's moved in our services. Again and again and again. We must not think, oh, we got to get the Spirit to move. He is moving. The thing is, do you discern His moving? Or are you trying to make something spectacular? You're wanting to hear a voice. You're wanting to see an angel. You're wanting to have a vision. Watch out. These things happen, these spectacular things, but they don't happen for everybody. And they don't happen all the time. Read the book of Acts carefully sometime and look for what I'm about to say to you. Look for these spectacular things. Somebody hearing what was to them an audible voice. Somebody being caught up out of their body to heaven. Somebody seeing an angel. Seeing Jesus. It happens. But you'd have to add to the Bible to say that it happened more than twice or three times in the whole lifetime of some of these apostles. Are you with me now? Now, sometimes you'll think it's happening every day because as you go from chapter to chapter, you don't realize sometimes there's 15 years difference between some of these things. And then you're reading about this person and it was a different person. And we're talking about body-wide. So body-wide, yeah, you have a number of things happening. But you might go all your life and not hear an audible voice of God speaking to you. You might go all your life and not see an angel. You might go all your life and not leave your body and have an experience like that. And it wouldn't mean that you're unspiritual. Did you hear me? Wouldn't mean that you didn't have enough faith. It just meant that God didn't see fit to do that. That's a special thing. Oh, but does it mean you can't have the moving of the Spirit in your life? No, you can have the moving of the Spirit and the leading of the Spirit every day and night. If you won't try to over-spectacularize it, and if you grow in your sensitivity and learn how to cooperate with Him. Now, one thing's for sure, His moving can become stronger, much stronger, in every one of our lives as we learn how to cooperate. Go with me, if you would, over to the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, and verse 4. 1 Corinthians, second chapter, fourth verse. He said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. What was in demonstration of the Spirit? His preaching. His preaching. If we have a service and the word is preached or taught, and people get revelation, and people get answers, and people get help, and people get strengthened, the Spirit moved. You understand that? Now, that's not the only way He moves, but one man or woman cannot reveal truth to another man or woman. I don't care how clearly, maybe God showed you something, and it sets you free. I don't care how excited you are about it, you cannot reveal it to another person. Have you ever tried? You tell somebody, say, oh, glory to God. Did you see this? And you quote them the scripture. You say, glory to God. And they go, yeah. I've been knowing that. And you go, no. You don't say, see, it said, no. And they go, right. And you go, no. And you want to take off the top of their head and poke it down in them and go, now see it. But you can't. I said you can't. If the Lord deals with you to share it with somebody, whether it's me right now or you or whoever, unless the Holy Ghost reaches inside and turns on the light, He is the revealer of truth. And when truth is being seen and revelation is coming, He's moving. Do you see that? Did you get that? That's why I say, we're not saying, oh God, we got to have you to move. He's been moving. We just want to allow Him to move completely. In any way. In every area. Right? He's been moving. He said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit. The Spirit demonstrates. Now we're getting into our message tonight. You'll see another word. You remember 1 Corinthians, 12:7? But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. The what? Manifestation. And here it says what?
Demonstration.
If you look up these words, they're very similar. They mean really the same thing. You have to watch about King James words. Manifestation. How often did you use that word in your normal talk today? What does it mean? You know, break it down. Manifest. If you look it up, it means to show, to cause to be seen, cause to be known. To be seen, known, to show.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me life.